90.5 The Night's Brookdale Public Radio. Jeff Raspy back here with the Indigo Girls with a song called Fill It Up Again from the latest album, All That We Let In, which was actually one of the tracks that we played off the album. And I must tell you guys this, that one of my favorite songs was the song Tether from the album. And I took great pleasure in playing that on the radio for several months. But the funny thing is, we also played Heartache for Everyone for a while, or actually probably for quite some time. And if I had $5 for every person who came up to me and said, who was that?
Right.
That's the Indigo Girls.
Yeah. No way!
That was just such a wonderful surprise to hear a song that could have just as easily have been, I don't know, on the Toots and the Maytals record that was about the same time.
Scott.
But it was so strange to hear. It was great. So I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Well, our band is like, on that record, a lot of them have played that music. They're British. And they've played in those punk bands that are
very
influenced by reggae, you know.
Oh, like, cool.
So I was thinking about the Clash when I listened to a lot of Clash, and I was kind of thinking in those terms. And I knew the band could play that kind of music, you know, in an authentic way. Not just, I mean, they've done it. It's their thing, you know.
Great.
So, yeah. So it really wasn't us. It was really the bass player.
The situation.
Came up with that great guitar line that doubles the bass line, which is a very specific thing that's done in that kind of music and stuff like that. So it's cool.
Cool. Now, the band is not with you on this tour, right?
No, but
or on these string of dates.
But we will play at a Tether tonight with 3-5 Humans. So.
Oh, wow, great.
Yeah, they are a killer rock band.
During their set. We're
yeah,
play
during
it.
Their set.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's, you know, no sets. Apparently, everyone's just going to keep wandering on and off stage.
Yeah, that's about right. That's about how it goes. Yeah.
Which is fine. But there are actually a couple of, for those of you wondering, actually, we should probably remind you. Tonight, at the Count Basie Theater in
Red Bank.
There's
lots of tickets.
99 Monmouth Street, I believe it is. Yes. Count Basie Theater right in downtown Red Bank. I don't know when the show was actually booked, but we only found out about it two or three, four weeks ago.
Yeah, so there's been some craziness.
It seems like it's been a kind of a last-second thing.
Oh, they had it on the wrong day and double-booked the show.
It, yeah.
It was disappointing, but it's going to work out.
It will. It will. Again, if I had $5 for every person who's come up to me and said, did you know the Indigo Girls are playing in Red Bank? Yeah. We've been talking about it since we found out. So hopefully it will fill out. And everyone will have a lot of fun. It definitely sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be fun no matter what. So.
And but there are a couple of records that we wanted to bring up before we let you get off to lunch or dinner or whatever, sleep. Because I know you came from New Hampshire or something today,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
last night. There's a Benefit album that you guys are a part of, along with people like Ani and Damian Rice and people like that. I don't actually know a whole lot about it or the situation, and I guess you guys know slightly more than I do.
Yeah, the record's called For the Lady, and it's to raise money for the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, who's the leader of the democracy movement in Burma, and she was the recipient of the 1991 Nobel Peace Prize. She's been under house arrest for a long time, and there's a very fervent and vibrant movement for democracy in Burma, and the records proceeds work towards freeing her and towards the promotion of democracy there. So it's a huge struggle, a brutal struggle in that country, and it's good for us to be reminded, especially now, of things that are going on all over the world. So it's just a bunch of different artists who are invited to be part of that.
Yeah, I know, because I sort of know Damien, that at some point in the last couple of months, he and Ani, I think, snuck over the border and just sat down and played some songs for, you know, kids or whatever who happened to be there, and then ran back.
It's cool that they went over there. You know,
I think they were supposed to, or what's next to Burma? I don't remember. They're supposed to be, like, as close to Burma as you can get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Without going into it. And then apparently they figured out a way to sneak in.
Yeah.
Good for them. I'm glad they got back in time, too.
Yeah.
They don't like
got
rock and roll
alive.
Over there.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
it's
you
great.
Know, causes and things like that is not something you guys have shied away from over the years either. So it makes sense that you know, the list of people. We have it printed out over there. We're not going to read. It's, I think, two discs long.
It's a great holiday gift.
It's all people who you would expect to be.
Yeah, it's in the spirit of peace, and a lot of different artists are on it. You know, R.E.M. and U2, Eric Clapton, Avril Lavigne, and
to name a few.
To name a few. So it's got something for everybody, I would suspect, and it would make a great holiday gift in the spirit of peace.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think there are a lot of people. I mean, we tend to be rather insular in America, so
we shouldn't be.
And it's funny when we try and not be insular, we make people hate us. But we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's the wrong way. Let's not be insular. Let's go fight wars.
It's either insular or war fight. Yeah, that's a whole other discussion, Jeff. You want to
yes.
get into that?
No, not really. Actually, we've had plenty of those discussions in the office. But there is actually an Indigo Girls record that I didn't know was in the works until you mentioned it a second ago. Off the air.
It's in the works. We're working on a rarities record, just a record of like old stuff that never got released, or songs from live shows from the early days. They're not too embarrassing.
We're doing our best to pick out the ones that aren't too embarrassing. It's crazy.
I don't know when it's coming out. Do you know when it's coming
out? Sometime in the new year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that'll, you know, be a full-fledged epic and...
Well, it's the last record for Epic. I wouldn't know. I don't know if it's full-fledged.
Capital Epic.
But it's the last
thing
we're doing.
Oh, really? So then your contracts will be up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But we're not doing, like, a big campaign behind it. It's really for the fans. It's like, you know, rare songs.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, whenever you put stuff like that together or in the day of CD reissues, mm-hmm. I think first and foremost of Elvis Costello, who's reissued most of his catalog 3 times now and keeps finding unreleased... songs. I don't know what his house looks like, but he must have songs everywhere.
Yeah, he's a pretty prolific guy.
But it's the kind of thing where it, when you get into the rarities and live tracks and maybe special covers or whatever, it's for the people who are already with you.
Yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah, we're not. That's what we're hoping, because we don't necessarily want to be judged by this. If you've never heard Indigo Girls,
right.
This might be the wrong record to pick up.
Right. Right. This would not be the place to start.
Don't you think? Right.
Absolutely. But the fans did have a lot of input. You know, they've been in contact with our management, and they've been giving their suggestions, and we've taken them into account. So
We'll
find a compromise between what they absolutely want, what we can absolutely live with.
Yeah. That's
we'll work
what
it
we're
out.
Doing.
Yeah.
Great. And you're actually going to play us out with... a song that may or may not end up in that collection, right?
Well, if we have a good version of it, we'll put it in there.
Okay, well, we'll see how today turns out then.
We're taping it places and playing it here and there.
We will. We'll see how today turns out. And we'll actually give you a copy before you walk out the
there
door of all of this chit-chat. My thanks to Amy and Emily, the Indigo Girls, for stopping by this afternoon. It's been
us.
A pleasure to have you. Tonight at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, 99 Mama Street, I suspect this show starts at 8 o'clock with
3-5 Human,
a band from Atlanta as mm-hmm. well, and Girly Man, who are going to sneak in from New York City, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cool. So thanks so much for coming by, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you.